With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump suggests that if Iran thinks it can reconstitute its nuclear program, it has another thing coming.
Now I hear that Iran is trying to build up again, and if they are, we're going to have to knock them down. But hopefully that's not happening.
The president spoke at yesterday's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The two leaders discussed implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire. Among other things, it calls for Hamas to disarm. The president says Hamas had better honor its commitment to lay down its arms or else. Mr. Trump confirms a U.S. military strike on a docking facility in Venezuela, where, according to the president, illicit drugs are loaded onto boats bound for the U.S. and elsewhere. The American military has also blasted another suspected drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. A powerful winter storm that has pounded the plains, the upper Midwest, and the Great Lakes continues its eastward march, spreading snow and ice, fierce winds, and bitter cold as it goes.
A wild winter storm is expected to bring strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast today, a day after a bomb cyclone barreled across the northern U.S., leaving tens of thousands of customers without power. Nationwide, more than 153,000 customers are without power this morning, more than a third of them in Michigan. And in New York, the governor is warning residents to expect whiteout conditions in parts of the state, including the Syracuse metro area, posting on social media that if you're in an impacted area, to please avoid all unnecessary travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Watching Wall Street, stock futures are modestly lower this morning. The Dow futures down 7 points. NASDAQ futures are off 14. This is SRN News. A number of notable Christian leaders passed away in 2025.
California megachurch pastor John MacArthur, whom millions came to know through his Grace to You radio show, died at the age of 86. Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family and a giant of Christian radio in his own right, was 89 when he passed on. Best-selling author and pastor Vody Baucham and author and teacher Kay Arthur also left us in 2025. But perhaps the most unexpected death was that of Charlie Kirk, shot down in September. Michael Harrington reporting.
Three Palestinians have been arrested on suspicion of setting fire to a Christmas tree and damaging part of a nativity scene at the church in the West Bank city of Jenin. Police say the arrests were made after reviewing surveillance camera footage. The Holy Redeemer Church of Jenin posted photos on social media of the arson, showing the skeleton of a synthetic Christmas tree that had been gutted, with red and gold ornaments strewn across the courtyard. This is SRN News. The man who brought Big Blue back from the brink back in the 90s has passed away.
Louis Gerstner, the former CEO and chairman of IBM, died Saturday. He was 83 years old. He is credited with turning IBM around. Peers said his leadership reshaped the company, not looking backward, but focusing relentlessly on what clients would need next. Gerstner moved to IBM from being the CEO of RJR Nabisco in April 1993. He retired in 2002.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. A Utah judge has ordered release of a transcript from a closed-door hearing in October over whether the man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk must be shackled during court proceedings. The judge ultimately ruled that Tyler Robinson will have to wear restraints. There's been no ruling yet on whether cameras will be allowed in the courtroom during the trial. The defense wants cameras excluded from the courtroom. More details, srnnews.com.